The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Back in studio, just in time to open with more of the political Hegelian dialectic that you do not want to be victim of. And it relates to health care, disease management, Obamacare, Republicans are evil, Democrats are sort of evil. Who knows who we're going to upset and offend today. But I'm back, and I need a nap. Can I start with a nap, Superdunk?
I think you just gave away everything we were going to talk about right there in the first 30 seconds. I think we're done.
I can take a nap now. Okay. You know, it is that, once again, and I got to hang out with Stuart Tomp. Those of you who listened over the weekend, we were up in at the Palco event in Merrillville, Indiana, and went to a couple of farm-to-table places and things. Had a nice time with friends, got a lot of CBD, and was mellowed out, definitely. But I just don't sleep well in these hotels. I don't know if I ever did, but I guess if you're exhausted enough, but that's the thing. If I got a complaint, and I don't like to gripe, bitch, moan, and complain, that's not what I like to do. Just to acknowledge that it is nice to be home and in the home studio once again. So
would you like to, you know, listen, what? One of the things that's so cool about doing the work that I do as the producer.
Yes.
Is I'm constantly just looking at information that's out there on the internet, especially when it comes to obviously health related stories and scientific studies. And I saw a study, this was, I don't know, maybe a couple 3 weeks ago, where they figured out why it is that people have such a hard time sleeping when they're in an unfamiliar bed or like a hotel room or a different bed. You want to know what that is?
Well, is it different than what Stuart told me?
Well, what did Stuart tell you? Remind me.
Stuart told me it was like a kind of a primitive thing where we used to be in a new place and we kind of sleep with half of our brain awake, so one eye was aware, and then until you got comfortable in a new place, and then you just kind of relax and let it go.
Sounds like you must have seen the same study I did, but basically your brain is like on patrol.
Yes, that was it. Yes, that was it. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
So I don't know if that's the case, or you know, if it's all the EM fields I'm not used to at night because I turn off the router at night. But certainly there are a lot of factors associated with that are energetic, and of course even the energy of a new place that you are on alert. You know, is this a safe place to be? Even though your conscious mind will tell you, oh, it's okay, this hotel, you can lock the room, etc. But your body might not just get into that relaxation mode until a few nights in. But it didn't happen for me much on the trip up to Canada, so maybe I just gotta just chill out on the travel for a little bit. What do you think?
You gotta take a break once in a while.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You know, the family likes to remember what you look like, right?
That's right. Yeah, I come back and my daughter's taller. She picked me up today for the first time. I'm not thinking that she probably couldn't have done it a couple of weeks ago, but she decided to try. And she was so happy. She'd been wanting to do that her whole life. I want to be able to pick up daddy. Not that I'm
a
big heavyweight.
Literally physically like lift you off the ground?
Yeah, lift me off the ground and hold me up. And she was like, she was so shocked when she did it. She looked at me. Was that real? Did I really do it? I said, yes. Yes, you actually did today. So that's the day. Mark that day down. She's on her way to 11. Not yet, though. She's on her way. She got soccer practice right now. So let's see. What are we going to do? We got John Rappaport back on the show. We got to talk about the fluoride alert out of New Zealand. and the relationship to the Manhattan Project. That's big, because we talk about fluoride in a lot of ways, but not necessarily to the nuclear industry. We're going to get there. Also, Dr. Batar with Advanced Medicine, as we do every week when we kick off the week. And if you missed yesterday, the archives are up already at GCN, our syndicator, and also Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times Podcast, and UK Health Radio, and the new SoundCloud. So you got lots of ways to tell your friends that the place for health freedom and healing liberty is right wherever you are. Okay, first up, this is the Hegelian dialectic that Super Don loves so much. And it relates to the artificial construct of left versus right. Now, this is not to say you don't have different philosophy on the left than you do on the right, but ultimately it's synthesized for you so that you keep the antagonism going and you keep getting duped and you keep getting played. Now, here's an article that comes from the political left to attack the Republicans. And it's not that they're not deserving of attack either. But the headline reads, Congress opposing President Obama's effort to reduce prescription drug costs. So on a less learned level, you'd go, oh, how dare Congress, right? We want cheaper drugs. And most every show, even if it's a health-oriented show, will go, that's terrible, that's horrible. And I'm thinking, you know what? What would be horrible is the cheaper that you make drugs, the more people that will be able to afford them, and the worse that will be for the health of the people on them. And I think I'm one of the few shows, Super Don, correct me if I'm wrong, that every time, like that Martin Shkreli, whatever that guy that was the great evil guy that raised the price of a so-called AIDS drug, and I was
during
like a
pharmaceuticals, yeah.
Yeah, I was actually applauding him. It was like, maybe now people will be priced out, so they'll have to go back to the natural world.
Yes.
And I don't think many people appreciated that. But I'm standing my ground here. The Affordable Care Act, they said we were supposed to bring costs down of health care. No, you weren't. You were supposed to make monopoly of that which there was some level of freedom, at least to opt out to some degree, prior to it. It was by no means an ideal system prior to the Affordable Care Act. But you got affordable health insurance? Not really. Not unless you're paying nothing. Other than that, prices have gone up for most people. Now, freedom in the equation, it's not there because you are purposefully forced to participate in a monopoly medical pharmaceutical pharma construct. So that the only thing you can do for your ailments are drugs. And they're darned expensive because that's what happens in monopoly. It doesn't get cheaper. They wanted to reduce the cost to Medicare. Republicans demanded that this Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, they put an immediate halt to reducing drug prices. So this is where the Republicans look evil. It's like, how dare they try to reduce the prices? But it turns out it's not just the Republicans. The House Democrats also not real anxious because of the money flowing into both Republicans and Democrats from the pharmaceutical lobbying groups. More money thrown at Congress critters than any other industry. Nobody comes close. So they don't want to do that. And also, guess what? The doctors, specialty drug doctors, they get, what, an extra 6% bonus for prescribing the super expensive stuff, the new stuff.
Is this? Are these doctors or car salesmen?
Yeah. No, they want to upsell you. You can't do this generic. Yeah, well, of course it's indicated for you. No, but you can't. No, we got to sell you on the up because, listen, I got to make a living too. I need my extra bonus overrides. It's like multi-level drug marketing. And so the whole system stinks. The whole system is corrupt. But to say that, that's not new. That's not interesting. It's like, well, everybody should say that. But how many of you would say, dismantle it, don't replace it, and allow freedom to enter the marketplace for healing? Allow legitimate contractual engagement with insurance companies for catastrophic loss that would be affordable to most, and then allow all the natural products retailers, much less the manufacturers, to speak truthfully in a non-misleading way about the science that supports the use of their product for healing and reversal and prevention of disease. We can't do that right now. The Fear and Death Administration, the FTC, doesn't allow freedom of speech when it comes to health and healing, especially when it comes to the natural substances that can actually do it, but that would compete with the drug industry. And the Democrats that are crying, or the leftist media that is crying about the Republicans being evil here, haven't a clue how we got here. They've never even heard of the Flexner Report of 1910. And this is a failing of everybody in the mainstream media that just wants to foment anger and outrage against one party over another or vice versa, and gets us nowhere. If you don't know how we got here, you have no clue how to solve the problem. So, Super Don, I've said my piece. Now I'm going to go take a nap.
Well, you can't do that. We've still got about 2.5 minutes left in the segment.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
All right. Well, let's go to an FDA story then. This is something we covered. The Fear and Death, and you know, by the way, the Fear and Death Administration is the active moniker here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And it's become so embedded into my language that when I try to say the Food and Drug Administration, I have to think really clearly and slowly, or else I screw it up. The Fear and Death Administration. But the criminal racket of FDA recently revealed. Yet, I don't think that there's been any congressional hearing on this issue. Remember the drug Levaquin? Supposedly killed 5,000 people? This is a dangerous antibiotic. It was, according to Drug Watch, it was just horrible. Linked to aortic dissections, tears, and aneurysms. And it was approved by the FDA under who? Margaret Maggie Hamburg, the Hamburglar. Now, she's been accused of using the federal agency to run this massive conspiracy in order to generate millions of dollars in drug company profits for her husband's hedge fund, according to a lawsuit filed in the United States District Court for the District of Columbia. This was the head of FDA. Now, when something like this happens in China, it's death penalty time. Remember we covered years ago their head of their FDA was corrupt, and they executed him.
Yeah, they don't mess around.
They don't mess around. Here, what do they get? They get a cushy retirement. They go to work for Merck, right? Julie Gerberding leaves the CDC, hides corruption under her watch. The movie Vax covers it, the cover-up, the reversal of data. Anything we can do to stop anybody from realizing there is a link between the MMR and autism? And then she gets to head the $5 billion vaccine division of Merck Pharmaceuticals. The revolving door continues. And so you've got real conspiracies being pointed out in this lawsuit to profit the elites. All of the insiders revolving between the industry, and then they go into the regulatory body that regulates the industry they came from, and then they'll go back to, as long as they stroke them nicely and are friendly to them and pretend to be outraged once in a while. Maybe even fine them a few shekels relative to them. Even if the fine is $100 million, it's peanuts compared to the billions they're making.
Oh, but the warning letters are really tough, man.
Yeah. Stop it or else. Give us some extra money. Okay. They build it right in. And as long as those doctors are getting their extra 6% override on the more expensive drugs, everybody's happy. Except some leftists that are crying about it, but not really going to the source of the problem. A freedom deficiency disease. We suffer from a health freedom deficiency disease. You can get healing. But they want you to ask permission, and they will deny you that permission. But here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, their permission is not required. Ever! John Rappaport coming up next. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Who's your buddy? Who's your pal? No, not me, RSV. It's John Rappaport from No More Fake News. He's back and he's doing some more digging into the realm of fluoride. And we've covered this, John, over the years. And, of course, we talk about bauxite and aluminum mining and all of that. But you took it to the Manhattan Project. Good Lord. How deep does the fluoride rabbit hole go?
Yeah. Let me get this article right up there. Exactly. Fluoride's the atomic bomb and the spy. That was the article I posted at No More Fake News. And this goes back to 1997 when Joel Griffiths and Chris Bryson, two journalists, you know, mainstream journalists, took an assignment from the Christian Science Monitor to look into the origins of fluorides as a tooth remedy, so to speak, a medicine. And so they wrote an article called Fluoride's Teeth and the Atomic Bomb. And then the Christian Science Monitor said, oh, wait a minute. No thanks. So it basically turns out that fluorides were a key element in the Manhattan Project in New Jersey, Delaware, to produce the first atomic bomb. And that's what they discovered. They unearthed documents from the World War II era, from the Manhattan Project, and they wrote, and I quote, "Fluoride was the key chemical in atomic bomb production. Millions of tons were essential for the manufacture of bomb-grade uranium and plutonium for nuclear weapons throughout the Cold War." And these documents also showed that fluoride was, in fact, the most significant health hazard in the U.S. A-bomb program. It wasn't the radiation in that particular case. And that, in fact, the proof, in heavy quotes, that fluoride is safe for humans and, you know, a good tooth treatment was actually all that was generated by the scientists in the A-bomb program who had been secretly ordered to provide evidence useful in litigation because there were farmers, all kinds of people around that area who were suing the government because their animals were dying, their farms were dying from the fluoride. And these two authors, Griffiths and Bryson, write, the first lawsuits against the USA bomb program were not over radiation, but over fluoride damage. So the whole program, the fluoride is a wonderful thing for your teeth and so forth, that was a hoax from the beginning, secretly ordered as an idea to perpetuate throughout the United States to conceal the tremendous toxic effects of fluoride and the Manhattan Project to build the first A-bomb. And that's how it all started. That's where it came from, this whole idea that this is a medical remedy and everybody should have it in the water supplies and so forth. It was all a ruse to distract from the fact that heavy, heavy toxicity from fluorides in the Manhattan Project.
If you thought fluoride was bad prior, when you read this article by John Rappaport, it goes to, again, a whole other level related to basically the advancement, if you could call it that, in nuclear bomb-making machinery. Absolutely fascinating. Again, it gets more toxic by the moment. And yet we still have municipalities around the world embracing it. And, of course, there are battles that are happening on local levels where they're pushing back and municipalities are saving money, sometimes hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions, depending on the size of the city, in not putting this toxic waste into water. Yet, New Zealand, the cleanest, happiest place on earth. I remember going to New Zealand in the early 90s, and they were so proud because they wouldn't allow nuclear submarines or nuclear ships from America to park in their ports. Yet, when I was there in the early 90s, it was hard to find food that wasn't loaded with pesticides. There wasn't a lot of organic going on there. Now, I know organic has gone around the world and it's much easier to access now, but we're going to talk about New Zealand and what the heck is going on with the local folks that don't want fluoride and what their centralized, federalized, nationalized government is saying about this. And we have Kiwis that listen to us down under and the Aussies next door. We'll talk about that with John Rappaport of No More Fake News when we return. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Tell your friends. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Thanks to John's generosity over the years here, we published a lot of his writings. We call them Rappaport Reports on the Robert Scott Bell Show website. We were talking about fluoride, the atomic bomb, and a spy. There's a lot more written about the fluoride issue more recently. And we're going to get to the movie Vax because John has seen it. I have not gotten to see it yet. It hasn't been where I'm at. But before we get there, the issue in New Zealand, I mentioned my trip to New Zealand many, many years ago, but you brought up something probably quite shocking to a lot of folks that look at New Zealand as kind of a beautiful haven, an escape, a getaway for a cleaner environment.
Yeah, that's how I always saw it. You know, this is a paradise on earth, etc. And then a reader of mine, longtime reader, who now heads up a group called, let me get this right, Fluoride Free NZ, which seems like a great group, has been very active down there in convincing local town councils not to fluoridate. So fluorides have come to New Zealand, and there are some communities that are obviously fluoridated. And so this group, Fluoride Free NZ, has been going the other way and successfully getting local town councils to say no to fluoridation. So the upshot of that is, though, that now the central government, the federal government of New Zealand, is stepping in. And they are saying, well, this issue can't be decided locally. We have to leave it to the district health boards. And so a little investigation turns up that, you know, they're just talking about themselves, basically, federal government, will decide for the entire country. And so it's clear that their plan is to drench the entire nation of New Zealand in fluoride. And so I wrote about that and got some feedback on it, and mentioned that maybe the tourism authority down there would be the people to contact about this, to let them know that although you would love to take a vacation and a trip to New Zealand, in light of recent developments, you've decided not to because you don't want to bathe in and drink the fluorides down there. Just to let them know that there are people outside the country that are quite aware of what's happening. But this mirrors, and you and I have discussed this issue many times, Robert, and that is the takeover of power at higher and higher levels by entities, whether they be mega corporations or governments, who say, well, we know what's best, and you guys don't. You're ignorant. You don't know what's good for you. So we're going to decide the whole issue because we have the science. We have the official experts. We know. And so for your own good, we're going to inflict this on you. And as many anti-fluoride groups have pointed out over the years, this is blanket medical treatment with no informed consent from anybody, because they dump it in the water supplies and you're exposed to it every single day. This is like a doctor writing out a prescription, just mailing it to you and saying, this is what you're going to get, whether you like it or not. I've diagnosed the situation. This is what you're going to have. And you have no right to refuse. Well, there's a basic principle involved here, which, of course, is being eroded away as we speak. But it is that you have the freedom to refuse medication. And that's what the government won't admit this, of course. But it's a chemical. It's meant to have health purposes. And so, therefore, it's a medicine. And people are getting it every day of their lives.
I like the technique, because I thought about that all those years ago. You know, when I went to New Zealand, it's a beautiful country. I toured the South Island, but I was very upset that it wasn't easy to find organic food. I really had to search hard, and it just wasn't there. I'm thinking, how would this country that claims to be so clean, non-nuclear, pesticide everything, right? And I thought, man, I should go to the tourism board and tell them, you lied to us. You're not the cleanest place on the planet. And I think in this way, especially a country like New Zealand that does depend on tourism for a lot, I don't know what their industry is there. I'm sure they've got some things they export. But that could have a tremendous impact for anybody that thought about moving there, much less if you care about those who live there, to write, like you said in the article, to the tourism board, say, you know, I really wanted a vacation there, but your take on fluoride, man, oh, man, forget that. I'm not coming until you switch it up.
You bet. That's it. You know, just tell them bye-bye. In fact, I'm scanning down my latest article on this because I've gotten Paula Bennett. P is in Peter, dot Bennett, spelled B-E-N-N-E-T-T, at ministers.gov.nz, Associate Minister of Tourism, Paula Bennett. And I've had a few readers show me what they're writing.
Yeah.
And one of them, a naturopath, delivered a very convincing email, you know, and said basically what you did, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Generally great travelers, good people, kind, open-minded, intelligent, really fun, the very spirit of New Zealand, which most Kiwis embody, seems to me to serve as New England, New Zealand's best advertising, etc., etc. But then he gets into it, you know, about the fluorides, taking away authority from local councils and communities and put the power into the hands of the district health boards, etc., etc. And so he's basically saying, and I quote, if the New Zealand federal government goes ahead with this decision, I personally will not visit New Zealand in the future. If any of my friends or clients discuss the possibility of traveling to New Zealand, I will do my best to dissuade them.
Yeah.
So this is a way that, you know, you can register your viewpoint and exert some pressure here. I mean, they can't operate in a vacuum if they depend on tourism dollars, and they do to some mm-hmm. significant degree down there.
Yeah, in the article you just referenced, and we have it also at robertscottbell.com, the information as to how to send a nice little email to the Tourism Board of New Zealand to let them know that you're not going to visit until they refuse to run roughshod of the local areas that say, you know what, we don't want fluoride in our water. Which is a good thing. Now, I don't know how this relates perhaps to your next article, and I haven't been able to go through it yet, but you've got one on the TPP, the TTIP, Obama's secret trade deals versus Trump and Bernie. Are we still seeing that Trump and Bernie do look, even though Bernie's been in the government for a long time, but seem to be outsiders from a globalist perspective?
Yeah, I would say so, to some degree. Not mm-hmm. necessarily entirely, but to a significant degree. And as I was writing the piece, you know, the TPP and the TTIP, these are gigantic trade treaties that are on the table right now, up for ratification very soon. One on the Pacific side, 12 nations, and one on the Atlantic side, the U.S. and the European Union, which involves, of course, many countries in Europe. And they are, you know, horrendous globalist trade deals, and they are, again, central authority saying to the people, we know what's best, this is going to be good for everybody, and so forth, despite the evidence, it's right out there, that all these globalist trade deals destroy jobs. They don't really help the countries to which the jobs are exported. Any moron could see that if you take decent paying jobs, huge numbers of them from one country, and suddenly shut down the factories, move them to another country in another part of the world where you've got slave wages and zero environmental safety conditions, that you're just provoking catastrophe, total catastrophe. Yet this deception goes on and on and on, and there's more of the same in this deal. And Hillary Clinton is right on board with all of this. And the irony, if you will, is that the two other candidates significant in this presidential race, Trump and Bernie Sanders, if you put their followers, fans, and voters together, would have a much larger voting bloc than Hillary. And both of these men are very much against the principles and many of the details of globalism, but yet there they are. These supporters are divided, glaring mm-hmm. at each other over the fence, so to speak, thinking they're total enemies. A perfect divide and conquer scenario, really.
Sure, we play that Hegelian dialectic to a T, and Hillary, the pro-war, pro-globalist candidate, will ride in, and the neocons that you thought were Republicans are probably happy to sidle on up to Hillary to make sure that we don't get a Trump in there. This is a fascinating, fascinating election cycle, as we've witnessed a few in our lifetime, John. Now, we've got about a minute in this segment, and I want to hold you over because I want to get to the story about Vax, because you actually saw it. You got to spend some time with the producer, Del Bigtree. I've yet to interview him. I'm anxiously awaiting that time. But what can you relate before the break here, and we'll continue the conversation, too?
Well, just to begin this, Dell recognized from the beginning that this was going to be a major undertaking. That's what he had in mind. He wasn't just making a video that he was, you know, going to put up on YouTube and then something magical happened and here we are with it all over the country. He saw the possibilities right away when he looked at some of the footage that Andy Wakefield had. And he saw that there was going to have to be a lot of work done to turn this into a really compelling theatrical film. And he was on board from the beginning, having left a very significant job in mainstream television on a medical show, The Doctors. And so he was just shoving all of his chips in, really, on this film, that he could make it into something that would be so strong, so powerful, so controversial that people would demand to see it, and they would see it regardless of what the medical powers that be would do.
Well, is this the sea change? I mean, again, we've seen changes in our lifetime, in our coverage. This is a significant stepping stone, I believe, what Del Bigtree and others have done, you know, including Dr. Andrew Wakefield and Polly Tommy, to put this out. We're going to talk more with John Rappaport when we come back from this break about the movement of Vaxxed and where it leads from here.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Advanced medicine coming up after the news with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Right now, one more segment with John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com, and his article is also published here at RobertScottBell.com. We're talking about, you went to see the movie Vax. You got to spend a little time with Del Bigtree, the producer. Any kind of backstories or things that haven't been related? Because I've got lots of questions for him as well. Cause it's such a fascinating story, from being a mainstream TV producer on The Doctors, a mainstream allopathic show, to now, you know, promoting and being part of this film that really exposes the corruption in the CDC on the vaccine safety issue.
Something on The Doctors show got him going. I don't know what it was exactly, but you know, he had been a producer on the show, and it was a highly successful, and I guess it still is a successful show, mainstream medicine. And something happened, you know. What I presume is it was a story they wanted to run. He didn't want to run it, and the reason he didn't want to run it is because he began to think about it. And he's a very, very smart guy. I got that from having lunch with him and just sitting there talking. I mean, this guy's very smart and a powerhouse, just moves ahead. And so something really disturbed him about whatever the story was or whatever was happening on the show, and so that eventually led to his leaving. And when he began to look into the story of the CDC whistleblower, vaccine whistleblower Thompson, the more he saw, the more he realized the truth of what was below the surface. And so he decided that he was going to make a film that was completely factual and yet uncompromising. From the beginning, he envisioned this to be a theatrical film. It wasn't just going to be, you know, a video that they sold to a cable network or something they put up on YouTube. He was shoving in all of his chips and marbles on the success of this film.
Yes.
So it's exploding all over the country now. And the Q&A sessions after the film with Dell, with Wakefield, and so forth, The audiences pack the theaters for those, no matter where. He told me, in fact, as a casual aside, because I know you've covered some of the censorship issues around Bex, that somewhere in Arizona, there were two theaters in one town. One theater canceled the showing because there were complaints from a nearby college, I guess, you know, medical department or whatever. And yet the other theater in town was showing it, and people were just, you know, streaming in to see it. So the censorship goes on.
Yeah, we say bring on the censorship. Call for more censorship of Vax, because it only, in this time period, it's causing more people to be interested in it and be exposed to it. But what are they being exposed to, John? You've seen a lot of films, a lot of documentaries over the years. How would you describe how this is made and the impact it's having?
It all stems from Thompson, the whistleblower, and from the recorded phone calls between him and Dr. Brian Hooker. And you hear some of the audio during the film. And the audio is explained. So Thompson is saying, look, you know, we didn't tell the truth. We covered this up. And you can hear his agonized conscience about the whole thing. And then surrounding that in the film, everything just points arrows back at the CDC and Thompson and the lies that were told and so forth. It's very specific. It's about this case, and it shows people how this is a fantastic scandal that's being covered up because this guy is an insider at the CDC, and he's saying we lied, we cheated, we covered up the connection between the MMR vaccine and autism. I mean, in a reasonably free country, this would have been a page one story for months and months and months.
Oh, and congressional hearings, which they're begging, and it still hasn't happened. John, we're about out of time. And by the way, we said not to go to New Zealand until they back down on fluoride. I'm going to say don't go to Australia until they stop brewing beer from belly button lint. Yeah, they're making it from the yeast from belly button lint in Australia. I'm going to cancel my trip right now. I don't think I'm going. John, my good friend, thank you for being here and releasing what's below the news, behind the news, and it's no more fake news. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, we got more after the break. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.